Blog Talk Radio.
I did all those weeks ago. All those weeks ago. No, it won't let me play if you do that.
Live from the Treasure Sign Studio in Lafayette Hill, Pennsylvania, it's the Sports Show. And now, turn up the volume and get on your feet and welcome in the undefeated, undisputed champion of sports talk radio, Jamie C. All right, welcome on into this. We got we march on in the NBA playoffs. They're getting good now. March on in the NHL. Be fun. Yes. Look at that. Look at that. Let's see if this works quickly. Let's try to count as quick as you can.
Hey, Jamie, how are you?
I'm good.
Who's crying in the background?
Yeah, we got some crying going on.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
Sounds like the house burned down. What's going on, Jamie?
Yeah.
I love the background. So.
Yeah.
You there?
Yeah.
Jamie.
Yeah.
So your idiots got a quarterback. Raccoons got one. My Cowboys did nothing really. So what's the big thing about the one-legged man? Is he? Well, I know, but I wanted Shotgun from the Ohio State. I wanted the guy who went to the Denver Burritos. I want to pack some.
Oh, you pack some with Shotgun.
I think he's gonna be better. I think he's gonna be better than the two quarterbacks you guys got and the Raccoons got. I think.
Well, I don't think that's very true. He's too big.
Well, they got a better defense. Who's okay? All right, I have a question. Who has a better defense, Denver or you guys?
I said that's not even a question, Cowper. I think you know the answer to that.
I think Paxton's got better. I think he reminds you a lot of the ostrich who went down to H-Town. I just think you have the one-legged man who's whining, complaining, getting $24 million to hold a clipboard and be quiet. But I don't understand Leary. I don't get what's going on with the Eagles. I don't get it. I just don't understand. Does he think he's Jerry Jones or what?
It's a confusing time in the land right now, the land of Eagles. Eagles man.
Yeah, I understand. What's the thought process out there? What's your personal opinion on your Eagles? Give me your thoughts.
Thought process is that I think there's no way that he'll be missing anything mandatory. I know he wants to miss this and try to do a power play, but I think he knows that he's coming off bad right now, and he doesn't want to come off like a complete, like, wuss or a complete idiot. So I think he'll be back June 7th. He'll say what he has to say, and then we'll just have to deal with it all year. It's gonna be a very awkward year, probably, but we just can't have take it out of the counts, I guess.
The city of Barley Shove, they're in full regalia. I also saw an article about your phonies. They're getting some good pub. What's your thoughts on your phonies?
Yes, they are getting some good pub. They did a gigantic John Carter stance and him run to lose the game last night. But it's a good start. It's been fun, and hopefully they can keep it going. And we're just going to enjoy whatever success we have.
Right. Do you think the Pickles are going to get rid of the Capitals? I was on a cruise. My Blackhawks got sent down the road while I was on a cruise last week. That kind of sucked, but it is what it is. But I think the Pickles might upset the Capitals, and the Pickles are going really good with a young goalie. What's your thoughts on the Lord Stanley?
Yeah, Mark Murray is playing out his mind right now. He's really rising to the occasion, and it's just amazing to watch.
What team are you taking pumpkin ball before you come loose? What's your team pumpkin ball?
I'll cut you loose in a minute. I'm still thinking it's Cleveland and the Wood. I say there's no path to stop either.
All right.
I know that's absolutely chalk, but I think that's what it has to be. I think there's no other way.
Okay.
All right, Calper, thanks.
Thanks, Jamie.
And that control is leaking fine. We're rubbing it down like it's... you have to fix it. You have to, put the charge... No, it's just...
What, the wires on it work?
Yeah, you have to put the wire in and get it to work. It has to be in a specific spot with the charger in it and in the PlayStation. Okay? It happens every day, all the time.
Because I don't think we should be using that washer until it's fixed.
You see, do you agree that there's no discernible path to prevent a Cleveland and Warriors final?
I think the Spurs could do it, but no, I don't think so. I think those are two, and then it's going to be the Warriors easily, I think.
I'm not so sure of that, but I think it might be a close series. It's going to be hard to beat them four times, but I think it might be a close series.
Thanks.
Bing, bing, you text me.
Umpiring duty, 10:30.
Are you umpire?
All games canceled at the park.
What does that mean, 10:30?
What are we looking at for the derby?
Go to Bovada or something?
No, who do you like?
That's like,
Spectre of American Pharaoh.
No.
What? That's the whole name?
What?
Spectre of American Pharaoh?
No.
Dominates Kentucky Derby. American Pharaoh.
A Spectre is like a shadow.
Galvanized interest in horse racing in the story took a crown on. Can Nyquist or another Kentucky Derby horse reach similar heights?
Could you give me a list?
Derby Post, Saturday, 6:34 p.m.
I've got some ideas. I think, of course, you got to put Nyquist in anything you do, but could you give me something else?
Give you what?
Could you pull up the odds? Pull up the list.
Let's see if we got someone in the queue.
No. All right. 15 hours ago.
I'm not good at reading odds, I'm gonna be honest with you.
It's easy.
No, it's not.
Nyquist, of course.
Trojan Nation 41-1.
No.
Sudden Breaking News, 25-1. Creator, 16-1.
He might be a good one. I've heard a lot of buzz about him.
Mo Tom, 23-1.
No, don't touch.
Gunrunner, 10-1 odds.
Yeah, Gunrunner.
I've heard these dogs ever. My Man Sam, 19-1. Oscar nominated, 42-1. Lanny, 27-1. Destin, 22-1.
A lot of these are non-starters. Oscar nominated, Destin, My Man Sam. There's like three that you, no chance that you just.
Whitmore, 34-1.
He's the one that people like a lot. Whitmore.
Exaggerator, 5-1. That's huge. Tom's Ready, 45-1. Nyquist, 2-1 odds. Wow. Mulhamin, 12-1. Outwork, 27-1. Here we go. Shaggis, 66-1, boy. That'll pay you some money. You win that. Moore Spirit, 13-1. Majesto, 62-1. Brody's Cause, 20-1.
Yeah, a lot of people like him.
And number 20, Dancing Candy, 28-1.
This Brody's Cause, people say go with him. This
Brody's Cause,
one of the long shots that
not
I...
Not super long, though.
Well,
right,
long enough that people like Brody's Cause, and Whitmore is another one.
Whitmore is...
31. That's a little bigger, but...
34-1, yeah. What we should do is... have a little at this mass dinner party tonight. Here's what I'm gonna do. Is there gonna be 20 people there?
I don't know.
All right, we're gonna do 5 hours of horse. Okay.
What?
We're gonna do 5 hours of horse. We're gonna pull the name
yeah.
out of the hat.
Gambling. Gambling with a priest. That's a real solid idea. I know.
5 hours of horse. The winner will get. 66. We'll do like.
When we'll get what?
66% of the pot or something like that.
Which
we'll
is how much?
And then second place will get. We'll have to figure it all out. I'm going to do. Let me do a little math right now. Can I do that right now?
Yeah.
Let me see if we got ourselves a hot one here.
Hello, Frank. Is that live?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, you're
here.
Go ahead.
How are you calling me?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your guess about who will be the starting quarterback when the Eagles season opens?
I think that there's just too much risk for it not to be Sam Bradford for him and them.
I hope you're right.
I think
and the,
he wants to make a point, but it will come to a point where I know he's looking really stupid and really whiny, and he doesn't want to compete now, but that's going to be even more magnified as the days burn by.
Well, two other players said he'd be in real soon. Two of his players said that this week.
Barwin and Matthews, Jordan seem to believe that.
Right.
They've talked to him and he'll be in, which I do believe. I think it'll.
Matthews is smart. Matthews is smart. He really talked them up, you know. So he was smart.
Yes. Jordan is a good talker, indeed.
What about the
Phillies? What do you have?
What do you think? Are they coming down to earth, or they just had to hit a good team? They won last night.
No, they lost. Stanton hit a big homer and they lost. But I 475. Yeah, we on that.
Is that right? 475. Wow.
A mammoth homer on what I thought was a good pitch by Hector Neris.
Is that right?
Fastball, he kept it up.
Hector Neris put it. That can do that to you.
Yeah.
Could be really good or could get jacked out. I'll see you later, sir.
I will see you later today, and then maybe Wednesday we'll do McNally's, okay?
All right. Thank you, sir.
Would you like that?
Would you like that? Yeah, that's good. Thank you.
All right.
Hello? Yeah.
What's up? I need to write all these names down. Oh, man. This is ridiculously unprofessional. You closed the Mozilla? What are you doing here? Where's the show?
It's there.
Where? You got rid of it.
I did?
Yeah. You even on the air anymore?
Yeah, more.
What?
More. I can hear the biz, biz, biz.
You can hear what?
I can hear stuff.
What? What'd you do? I walked out and you closed it?
It's right here.
This isn't it. This is my work computer. I just...
What?
Because I left my email there with my accent. I got closed.
Why did Blog Talk email you?
They didn't email me. I was in there setting up an account. Shut
up. Are we going to get some people on so we can get some...
I said this week, and you said not this week.
I want to get people, a lot of people on this summer, like every week, big people. Can you do that?
And next week, I'm looking to see if the schedule's open, and I'm setting up either Archie or Fannin or Jay Wright.
No one cares about it. That's weeks ago, oh, 4 weeks ago. That happened 4 weeks ago.
Championships in your lifetime. That's one of them. So, you gotta enjoy it, partake in it, revel in it, and celebrate it. That's what you gotta do, and that's what we're gonna do. Here's what I wrote today. Show number 286, talking NBA and NHL playoffs. I guess we have to weigh in on the Bradford mess. Phils were unbelievable, but had a really bad week. Plus, Kentucky Derby.
Nah, that's a real game.
Oh, my gosh. You can't talk like that. Come on. Show a little etiquette with this show going here.
What's a really bad week?
3 out of 4 to St. Louis, which I hate. I hate.
They could have won 2.
And continue it now. Loss of Hamilton, so it's 4 out of 5. So that sucks.
Where
is? Win 9 out of 10 and lose 4 out of 5. Now, Miami, on the other hand, they're rolling, man. They're absolutely rolling. They're like 10 out of 11 now.
Rolling with Bonds. And
no, they are 10 out of 11. I think they're 11 out of 12 now.
Can we look at all the standings? What do you think of Bradford? I think Mizzen, he can't be there on June 7th because he just like even more.
What did you want to see? And the MLB standings?
Yeah.
Orioles first in the AL East. Stupid Red Sox back in it. Ah!
No, yeah.
All right. Phils are still 2-0-500. That's 10-6-4, but the problem is it's 4 out of the last 5 losses. It's streak, losing streak, 3 in a row loss. Marlins 9-1 last 10. 1-4 in a row. Oh, my God. Our differential is minus 29. Marlins -1. The Nationals +45. Mets +40. Oh my God, the Cubs +98. That team is no joke, man. Holy shit.
Yeah, where are they?
+98. That's got to be the best in baseball to see.
Not even close.
No, not even close is right. Looks like there's the better teams are in the East in the National League, man. The Cardinals are +43.
And they
were 15 record. That's +40. These are nuts. These are some jaded numbers here. These are crooked numbers in pointing towards the National League. I like looking at the differentials. I feel like that tells a story. I feel like that definitely tells a story. You got
why are you -29? Why are we so bad?
Because we can't hit. I look at our offensive statistics. What the heck is this? 27 Yankees.
What?
Why is that there? Is this an anniversary? No. Diary of Miles Thomas. What the heck is this? Forget that. Now, I do want to show you, though. They have if you go to the Phillies on the ESPN site, it's very easy to see this. Watch this. Here, watch this. They show you the statistics and the ranks, which is phenomenal. You don't even have to go to the
where do the breeds rank?
I'm not worried about the breeds. Let's look at this. Stan annihilates longest home run of the season. All right, look. So you got your team leaders, home runs, Ryan Howard, 7. Batting average, Odubel Herrera, 330. Runs by the end, Michael Franco, 70. Then you got the team stats, right? Batting, runs, 94. That ranks 27th in baseball.
Mm.
Batting average, 227th. Ranks 29th in baseball. Mm. On base percentage, 284. Ranks 30th in baseball. We're getting worse.
That's worse.
Slugging percentage.
There's only 30 teams, by the way.
Ranks 27th. Is that right?
Yeah, 30.
Yeah, it's horrible. So nothing better than 27th in four major statistics, right?
Where do we land?
Go to pitching. Earned run average, 394, 16. I'm surprised we got that. Mm-hmm. Quality start, 16, tied for 7th. Whip, 1.20.
That's terrible. Not terrible, but it could be better.
Average again, 233. That's 8.
So
those are good.
But we're scraping the bottom with our hitters.
Oh, that's why. You're wondering why our differential is so horrendous. It's right there. 27, 29, 30, 27.
Because we're less than the league on what?
And on base percentage. I mean, if you can't get on base, you're not getting, your batting average, we're second to last. I mean, it's nuts. Truly nuts.
Can we look at Braves? How many have they lost in a row? Only two.
What the heck?
Because the Braves are going to lose like 115 games.
Yeah, you know what? Look at that, 7-21. You want to see where they are?
Yeah. Did they win last night?
No, they lost.
What?
7-2, Diamondbacks. Here they go. They're batting. Oh, runs 85th, 85 for 30th. Oh, they're horrendous. Batting average 226, 30th. So it's us and them are the worst. On base percentage 27th, and slugging percentage 30th. So they're dead last in runs, batting average, and slugging percentage. Their on base percentage, they must get a few walks, is a little better. They're 27th. So they're horrible. Let's see how their pitching is.
Pitching
26, 29, 26, 16. So they're horrendous. This team sucks. Bad.
Yeah.
They just
I feel so bad for AJ Pierzynski. He's been working for 50 years to get a championship, and now he has to play our part the second to last year of his career on a team that's going to go like 62-102.
Who are we talking about? The manager?
No, he's going to get fired. He's going to get canned at the road, Freddy.
Okay.
Are we done? On the White Sox for a bunch of
Indians. Who cares about A.J. Brzezinski?
You know he is.
I don't care about A.J. Brzezinski.
How about Freddie Freeman? Such wasted talent.
Right.
We're done. Bye. Next week, you got to get those kids on.
Well, I'm gonna get now.